for shortcuts, which can cause problems in judgment. Essentially, this shows that the brain is inherently lazy unless properly utilized. Our intuitive brain tries to formulate a narrative or story of our life based on the information fed through it. Because the information is based on our experience, we don't get the entire picture. As a result, you get stereotyping, substitution, causal explanations, the halo effect, the narrative fallacy, illusion of skill, the anchoring effect, the framing effect, illusion of validity, wisiati, or what you see is all there is, and also overconfidence in the things that people think they already know. Kahneman has created these terms so people can have a different way of discussing these mental fallacies. The author further compares two kinds of people in the book: those who live in the land of economic theory, which he dubs as econs, to those who live in reality, the humans. The former, or the econs, function with logic and considered to be rational, while the latter, the humans, can't deal with logic and are often irrational because of a flawed mindset. The humans often ignore statistical information, leading their existence based on the causal explanations and the connections they receive. In theory, the econs often see things in life as black or white. There are no gray areas. On the other hand, in reality, the humans are unlike econs and view the world with a range of choices offered to them. Finally, the author also differentiates the remembering self against the experiencing self. It's the experiencing self that gets to do the living. Meanwhile, the remembering self takes a tally and also makes the choices. It's the experiencing self that answers questions pertaining to now, like, how are things right now? Meanwhile, the remembering self deals with the overall. How was everything as a whole? Our brain has a tendency to confuse the two, mixing the genuine experience with a memory of the experience. Right at the final parts of the book, the author discusses how people experience happiness. He states that since humans only pay attention on certain moments and disregards the things happening at other times, they only receive an inaccurate view of what true happiness is like. Kahneman also goes on to say the word happiness does not have a simple meaning and should not be used as if it does. Page 308. Well-being for him is what happens when a person's life contains experiences he would rather pursue than discontinue. Resistance to any form of interruption is a good sign that people are experiencing well-being. Kahneman also adds that the simplest way for individuals to improve happiness levels is by controlling their usage of time. When people have more time to do the things they love, their happiness levels rise up. The focusing illusion, effective forecasting, along with the passing of time, are all factors that affect how satisfied a person is in their lives. This also includes the reference points they use for comparison. Important characters. Daniel Kahneman. He is the author. Kahneman has a background in psychology and is a professor who has conducted extensive research about decision-making as well as judgment. System 1. Fictional representation used to label the intuitive and automatic processes that the brain goes through. System 2. Fictional representation used to label the brain processes that need full attention and effort to fulfill. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, most well known for dubbing a state of mind called flow. He says some people can experience a state of concentration that is almost effortless. They can immerse themselves completely and even lose themselves, their sense of time, as well as forget their problems. Amos Tversky. An expert in the decision research field, he was Kahneman's partner. They first met after Kahneman invited Tversky to be a speaker for a seminar. Walter Michel. A psychologist, he is known for conducting an experiment connecting the thinking brain and self-control to 4-year-old children. This has subsequently been dubbed as the marshmallow test. Sarnoff Mednick. A psychologist, he is known for defining the meaning of creativity as an associative memory that functions really well. Shane Frederick. Known for creating the cognitive reflection test, it was composed of different